When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis, and I hope all of you are having fantastic Fridays wherever you may be across this great country, this great land. Coming to you a little bit early today. I got to go pick up my kids at school here in the near future, but I want to let you know that I hope you're going to have fantastic weekends. I'm headed down to Florida. I'll be down on the Gulf Coast for the weekend. Then I'll be back. I encourage you to go listen to the Clay and Buck Show. I want to thank you guys, by the way, right off the top here, for the support that you have shown already for our brand new radio show. Just some numbers here. New York City got the monthly numbers up 38.4%. Phoenix up 21%, Miami up 32%, Denver up 52%, 20% in Denver, 52% San Antonio, 20% in Salt Lake City, Austin up big, Raleigh up big, Nashville, my hometown, up 120%, just shy of it, up big in Norfolk, Milwaukee, Greensboro, Houston, LA, all these different, Austin, if I didn't mention them, all these different cities, Raleigh, Phoenix, all these different cities, we appreciate all of you for supporting our show. The new radio show is just a couple of months old, and we just got all those numbers. That's the press release that they put out on the increase in radio viewership. We're having a good time. I just want to thank you all for supporting the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. If you're not already listening, go subscribe to the podcast. Also, even if you're not subscribed to the podcast, I'd encourage you to go listen to the second hour of today's show with Alex Berenson discussing some of the details coming out of Israel, which I'm going to get to in a moment. But first, a couple of big stories. Field of Dreams. How awesome was that game between the White Sox and the Yankees last night? Props to Fox, Major League Baseball, the Yankees, the White Sox, Iowa, everybody who made that reality happen. 1989, Field of Dreams came out. Kevin Costner, Yellowstone's own Kevin Costner. Absolutely spectacular movie. Back in 1989, the open of this game was incredible. Kevin Costner walking out of the cornstalks and then having all the players come out through the cornstalks as well, just like in the movie. Walk off, stalk off, if you want to call it that. Home run for the White Sox into the cornfield to end this game. It was just a riveting, incredible, phenomenal experience. And I hope that a lot of you had the opportunity to watch it. It's going to be the highest rated Major League Baseball game in a couple of decades, maybe, before all is said and done. Just an incredible, really cool event. And it raised a question. A lot of you fired away with your suggestions at Clay Travis on Twitter, asking, hey, what would make sense going forward in terms of the data? I love the idea with the NFL going to a 17th game. I know there's a lot of preseason NFL games that are underway. I like the idea of a 17th game all at neutral sites. Put them in states and cities where people would not otherwise be able to watch an NFL game, play them in college stadiums, college towns. I think that's a really cool idea. I like the idea of a game for the NBA at Rucker Park in New York City. I think the outdoor court, that would be a lot of fun to watch. All of these discussions, I think. You have the outdoor game for hockey. Now you have the Field of Dreams game for baseball. I just think it would be really cool to get that set up in some form or fashion. Big news. So that's positive news. Major League Baseball, Field of Dreams, loved everything about it. I know you guys did as well. Deshaun Watson, according to a report that just came out, and I'm going to read it to you as I scroll through and check it out. This is a report from out of Houston Mark Berman, who, let me go ahead and tell you who he is. He is a sports director at Fox in Houston. According to sources with knowledge of the situation, there is a Harris County, that is Houston, grand jury investigation being used to determine if there is sufficient evidence to bring criminal charges against Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, stemming from the 22 civil lawsuits filed against him. Remember that there have been, so far, reports that 10 additional women, some of the overlapping civil women, 24 different women total, 22 in civil, 10 in the criminal case, including two in the criminal case who have in no way actually spoken otherwise in these lawsuits. According to sources, the statement to Fox 26 down in Houston from the Harris County DA's office was, in the interest of fairness to all parties in any potential matter, we don't comment until and if there's a criminal charge. So Deshaun Watson, who has been showing up some of the time for the Texans preseason camp, a grand jury has been impaneled to examine criminal charges in that case. Afghanistan is collapsing as we speak. Kabul may be about to fall, the capital of Afghanistan. We haven't even pulled all of our troops out of Afghanistan yet, but we're already having to send 3,000 troops back into the country in order to try and protect the people in the embassy there. The Taliban has taken over the entirety of Afghanistan almost already. They could have the entire country within a day or two, potentially as soon as today. This is one of many disasters going on right now for Joe Biden. I'm going to talk about the vaccine in a moment, but it's not going well with COVID. The border is a sieve. Anybody can come across who wants to. The biggest border crossings in 20 years. The economy has the highest inflation total in decades. We have the highest murder rates in many of your lives. Joe Biden now losing all of Afghanistan. The Biden administration in the first 6 months is, it's fair to say, an unmitigated disaster. This is a mess of epic proportions. Everything is going wrong, and I don't know how it's going to get rectified. Unfortunately, I think things are going to get worse before they get better. Speaking of getting worse before they get better, I encourage you to go listen to Alex Berenson on our radio program in the second hour. What he shared with us, I'm going to read to you right now. So Israel is one of the most vaccinated countries in the entirety of the world. And right now, Israel is setting records for the number of people that are hospitalized with COVID. Right now, there are 451 people seriously ill with COVID who are hospitalized. 266 of those people are fully vaccinated, representing right at 60% of those who are having serious issues. We don't know exactly what's going on with the vaccinations. We know that there are breakthrough cases, and I hope that Israel is an outlier and is not going to be reflective of what's going to happen in America going forward. But if Israel is reflective of what's going to happen in America going forward, then the number of people that are vaccinated is not going to matter in a big way, because there are so many people that are still testing positive even post-vaccination. In other words, despite what you're being told by many people in the media and in the government, we can't vaccinate our way away from COVID existing. I still believe the best possible protection you can have is natural immunity. I had COVID already. I've got natural immunity. I think that we're going to have a lot more people get natural immunity than we are going to have get the vaccine in order to reach a point where hospitals are not being overloaded with vaccinated people as well. In other words, we were sold the idea that vaccines were a panacea, that they were a cure-all, and initially they did appear to be providing a substantial amount of protection. But as you look at the number of infections and the number of hospitalizations that are going on, the data in Israel is that 60% are fully vaccinated that are having serious issues in the hospital. Now, I still want to reiterate, if you are 65 or older, if you're obese, if you are unhealthy, you need to be vaccinated. Already they're talking about needing booster shots to provide further protection. This is going to be like the flu, okay? this idea that we were going to eliminate COVID, that COVID zero is ever going to be a possibility, is not a reality. It's going to be here forever. And much like we have yearly flu shots, we're going to have yearly COVID shots. It's going to protect some people. There's still going to be a lot of people who die. COVID's never going away now. It is here for probably the rest of our lives, and we have to figure out how to live with it and how to get back to some form of normalcy. Unfortunately, we're not getting back to some form of normalcy. Philadelphia, New Orleans, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York City, they are talking about vaccine passports. Canada just announced, I saw right before I sat down, that you have to have a vaccine in order to fly on an airplane in Canada. Look at what is going on in Australia, where they basically are using the military to lock down everyone in Australia. This is COVID madness. And it's going to infect sports one more time. Right now in the NFL, New Orleans has become one of the first places to say that in order to go to a Saints game, you're going to have to be vaccinated or you're going to have a negative COVID test within the last 3 days. Lots of problems associated with this. But one of the biggest is the people who are the least likely to be vaccinated are Black and Hispanic. So you are having cities tell Black and Hispanic people, you can't go to bars, you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to gyms, you can't go to sporting events. This is a monumentally massive deal that is playing out. And unfortunately, COVID madness is spreading. Initially, it was just New York. Now it is LA, San Francisco, New Orleans, Philadelphia. These vaccine mandates, again, people are behind the data. They are they're selling you the idea that if everybody was vaccinated in the United States, COVID would no longer be an issue. That's just not true. It's just not true at all. If you look at Israel and you look at some of the other countries where high rates of vaccination exist, COVID is not going away just because we're vaccinated, in particular the Delta variant. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you what the facts and the data show and telling you that we're going to have to learn to live with the dangers from COVID, and we can't allow lockdowns and masks and all of these things that have been proven to have absolutely no impact. We can't allow them to return in our country again. We just have to power through, like everyone who laid out the great Barrington Declaration argued last year. All right. I love all of you. My name is Clay Travis. I'm going to roll out now, get ready for my trip to Florida. Thank you for supporting OutKick. Thank you for supporting the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go download the latest podcast if you haven't already. And I also encourage all of you to have fantastic weekends. DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. My name is Clay Travis, and this has been OutKick, the show.